You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mashaguit avantuchun hayu barzankene. Yevur vor haydinyak egelisvin hon harinik avokhche. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 20th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings to you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դուրնելու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանգստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
We had three pass the last few weeks. George Baligyan, 88, of Cranston, passed away Monday, October 1st, at Rhode Island Hospital in Providence. He was a beloved husband for 60 years of Anne Baligyan. Born in Providence, he was the son of the late Paul and Margaret Baligyan. George was a purchasing manager at Tower Manufacturing, where he worked for over 50 years, serving in the Rhode Island Army National Guard, and was an active member at St. Vartanants Armenian Church in Providence. Besides his wife, Anne, George was the devoted father of Paul Baligyan and his wife, Anne, and Michael Baligyan and his wife, Roxanne, all of Cranston, loving and cherished grandfather of Abigail Baligyan, and dear brother of Marion Murray of Coventry and the late Susan Torkomian. Funeral services were held from St. Vartanants Armenian Church with burial at Swan Point Cemetery. Our condolences to the Baligyan family. Setrak Rostom Jawarjan, 88, of Cranston, passed away peacefully surrounded by his loving family on Saturday, October 5th, at Rhode Island Hospital in Providence. He was a beloved husband for 63 years of Navart Jawarjan. Born in Aleppo, Syria, he was son of the late Hovhannes and Mariam Jawarjan. Setrak immigrated to the United States in 1970 with his family, with only his skills as a mechanic, his courage, and belief in the American dream. Setrag worked at Tip Top Bread and then became the proprietor of Set's Arco on Douglas Avenue, Providence. Setrag always believed in himself, as his motto was, "I will try," and purchased the land and buildings to open and operate Set's Garage on Westminster Street, Providence, for many years before retiring. He loved meeting and helping people throughout his career. As a result, he made many lifelong friends. He was a member of Saints of Artsanans Armenian Church and original founding member of the Hominit Men Providence chapter. Besides his wife, Nivart, he was the devoted father of Hagop Jawarjan and his wife Christine of Lincoln, Hurach Jawarjan and his wife Catherine of North Kingston, and Vikin Jawarjan and his wife Jennifer of Cranston. Mr. Jawarjan was a loving and cherished grandfather of Zachary, Jacob, Caleb, Benjamin, Giada, and Samuel, each of whom he adored with his heart. Setrak was the last surviving brother of the late Aram Jawarjan, Ishkhan Jawarjan, Surpuhi Tarpinyan, Dikranuhi Kilejan, and Shake Gulgulyan. Funeral services were held last week from St. Vartanant Armenian Church, Broadway. Our condolences to the Jawarjan family. And in Wakefield, George Irving Sahakyan, 89, passed away peacefully surrounded by his loving family on Thursday, October 17th, at South County Hospital. Born in Providence, he was son of the late Irving and Teresa Sahakyan. George worked as an electrical and aeronautical engineer before deciding to get a master's degree from Harvard Business School. George went on to have a successful career in business, defining himself as a true entrepreneur. He was a loving father of John Sahakyan and his wife Grace of Narragansett and the late Gregory Sahakyan. George was the cherished grandfather of Samara, Eliana, and Austin Sahakyan, Rachel Tanner, and Stephanie Sahakyan, great-grandfather of Jaden, Oliver, and Penelope. He was dear brother of the late Corinne Haig. Funeral services will be held next week, Thursday, October 24th, 10 a.m., followed by funeral at 11 a.m. at St. Vartanant's Armenian Church. Visiting hours are Wednesday, October 23rd from 5 to 7 at the Nardalillo Funeral Home, 1278 Park Avenue, Cranston. Our condolences to the Sahakyan family. And with our Dadalitzes, October 20th, 2000. Today is the 24th Dalt of Margaret Beligyan. October 21st, 2013. Monday is the 10th Dalt of Mark Boyajan. October 21st, 2001. Monday is the 23rd Dalt of Eddie Mekjan. October 21st, 2011. Monday is the 13th Dalt of Rose Krikorian. October 22nd, 1994. Tuesday is the 30th Dalt of Siranush Mesrobian. October 22nd, 1997. Tuesday is the 27th Dalt of Vartanush Bedrosian. October 22nd, 1999. Tuesday is the 25th Dalt of Harry Alavergian. October 22nd, 2014. Tuesday is the 10th Dalt of Catherine Vartian Albanese. October 22nd, 2023. Tuesday is the 1st Dalt of Hazel Kazarian. October 24th, 1997, Thursday is the 27th Dalt of Doris Donabedian. October 24th, 2000, Thursday is the 24th Dalt of Eva Mikhailian. October 24th, 2000, Thursday is the 24th Dalt of Isabel Dedechian. October 25th, 2017, Friday is the 7th Dalt of Queenie Haboyan. October 25th, 1991, Friday is the 33rd Dalt of Murad Narsesian. October 25th, 2013, Friday is the 11th Dalt of Richard Bogosian. October 26th, 2017, Saturday is the 7th Dalt of Mary Jaskalian. Iverin Yeru Sachemeth from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
Iverin Yerusalem.
Armenians, October is Cultural Month. On this morning's program, we will be listening to the music of Gomidas Vartabed, also known as Soghomon Soghomonyan, ordained and commonly known as Gomidas. He was an Armenian priest, a musicologist, a composer, arranger, singer, and choir master. Gomidas Vartabed is considered the founder of the Armenian National School of Music. He is recognized as one of the pioneers of ethnomusicology. This is the music of Gomidas Vartabed. On this morning's show, we'll be doing a little bit of non-cultural month programming. I just can't help myself. What can I say? We have a lot of cultural-type music will be played this morning's show. But I also have some fun and some other types of announcements as well. Before we do any announcements, let's see if I can get this on right. We have some wonderful news to share. That's right, those are wedding bells.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Megri Baronyan and Ara Janigyan. They got married last weekend, and what a wonderful, wonderful wedding. Megri is now a Rhode Islander. We welcome her. We're so happy to have her. She's the daughter of Harid and Silva Baronyan of Montvale, New Jersey. And of course, Ara is our own Rhode Islander. He's the son of Armin and Sonia Janigyan of Smithfield. I almost said of Cranston. Whoops. Anyhow, formerly of North Providence, we'll say. We had such a wonderful weekend in New Jersey. The host parish was amazing, and what a weekend. The church services were taking place at St. Varsonon's Church in Ridgefield, New Jersey. The reception was at the Tides Estate in North Hallidon, New Jersey. And we just had a magnificent time. I've got a couple non-cultural month programming. I can't resist. We have to listen to the good old-fashioned wedding song with Richie Barbarian, and then I've got a new one as well, just for our newlyweds, Megri and Ara Janigyan, and I'll tell you more about that wedding in just a bit. But we really tip of the hat to the Baronyan and the Janigyan families for, once again, what a wedding, what a weekend. So hospitable, and what fun we had. It's not one that I'll ever forget, of course. And again, congratulations, Achket Luis, to the Baronyan and the Janigyan family. And this is what we call the wedding song. This one is by Malbar Samin Ensemble with Richie Barbarian. Probably get me into some hot water, but hey, my show, I can say what I want. So I always, I had my top three weddings. Well, I had the top weddings that I'd ever been to. And in the top three, still up there, is Jackie and Vahet, Nev Shirley and Kebabjian. And it's got to have been over 25 years ago. Still one of my favorites. But I will say my number one and two spot are now tied, as well they should be. What a time we have. Both of my top one and two are the Janigian family. I don't know, maybe they should be wedding planners, but I have to say, last weekend, Columbus Day weekend will go down as one of my favorite weekends for a wedding. It was absolutely stunning weather, and we had a weekend of festivities. We started off Friday night at the Cedars restaurant. It's a Lebanese restaurant, and oh my goodness, the food was outstanding. I'm still dreaming about the fattoush salad. We had so much fun. And it just got better from there. They did that traditional overseas wedding where you went to the bride's house. I didn't go. The pictures don't do it justice, I have heard. It was just outstanding. I don't know how they got thousands of people at that address. No, I'm kidding. I'm exaggerating. But the pictures look divine and so much fun. It's just such a nice way of doing a wedding. It's nothing like I had my wedding. Mine was so simple in comparison. And I'll get into hot water with my husband, but mine's not even in my top three anymore. It was just a beautiful day. The wedding itself, there were tears in people's eyes. It was just such a beautiful wedding. The bride was escorted down by both her mother and her father. Her sisters stood up for her as well. I'm not going to read all the groomsmen and the bridesmaids. There were a lot. It was just amazing. And the night, oh my God, the venue, the ceilings were like at least 50 feet in the air, and it was just magical. It was like a fairy tale venue. It was just so beautiful. The chandeliers reminded me of Chateau de Ville. If you've ever been to a wedding at Chateau de Ville, now this is for our old timers, just like that, just absolutely stunning. The detail in just the decor, it was beautiful. The cocktail hour, oh, again, I was just, you know, you're not enough room in your bellies. The food was just unbelievable, just absolutely stunning time. We had a magnificent, absolutely magnificent time at this wedding. We culminated our festivities Sunday morning with a breakfast brunch, and it was just amazing, amazing time. Tip of the hat to the Baronian and the Janigian families for once again outdoing themselves, and one of the best weddings ever. Right on now, we have Haygagan Harsanik with Iveta Mugurchian. Again, Achket Luis to the families.
Wow.
Oh, and congratulations to the couple of Megri and Ara. All right, my brother's texting me his favorite weddings. I will say my cousin Armin is in the top five, George, okay? You are right. That was, yeah. Good job. I'm not going to say what you said about my sister. right, I will say that, you know, I'm doing things a little different these days. I don't know what my father would think. I think he'd just be happy I'm still doing the show. Cultural month this month, but we're spicing it up a little. What can I say? So now next Sunday, let's do some events. Next Sunday, it's not only Anahid Aidashan's birthday. If you see Anahid, make sure you wish her a happy birthday. But it's also the 100th anniversary party of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop's Church Choir. And they are having a wonderful event after church services. They're doing a complimentary lunch next Sunday, October 27th, following Divine Liturgy in the Agavian Auditorium. Please join them to celebrate 100 years of their singing. Donations are gratefully accepted, but this is a complimentary lunch, so all are welcome next Sunday, October 27th. Happy 100th anniversary. Alrighty, and then we have Cocktails Essentials. Now, I don't know if you know this, but one of our own has a new business. It's probably started, I think it's less than a year, it might even be a year ago. I remember going there last summer, and this is our own Ventrone family. And let me, you know what? And I'm not ready. I don't have it. I know I have it somewhere. Let's see, I gotta go buy all my wedding pictures to try and find where I have it. But the event is November 2nd, Cocktail Hour Essentials. I know I'm gonna find it sooner or later. You know what? Let's go to another Gomidas. While this beautiful music by Gomidas Varsabed is playing in the background, I will tell you today at St. Sahaga and St. Mesrop Church, Darilitz will be observed for Reverend Father Nerses Cebecan on his Darilitz. It's actually October 27th next Sunday, but this morning they will be observing that at St. Sahaga and St. Mesrop today, October 20th. If you're on your way to church, hi there.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.
by the way. This is Gomidas Varsaben music, played by the Chambers Players of the Armenian Philharmonic Orchestra, Edward Topchin, conductor, Isabel Bayraktarian, soprano, with Seruj Krajan on the piano. And again, this is our beautiful Gomidas Varsaben. And we are in Cultural Month on the Armenian Radio Hour. And you know I found the ad as soon as I switched over. But anyways, Karen Ventrone, and her place is called Cocktail Hour Essentials. And I'm sorry to her husband, Karen Ventrone Moore. Anyhow, Cocktail Hour Essentials. If you haven't been, you need to go. It's a great, they have all kinds of wines. They have cheeses. They have all those kinds of appetizers that you put out. They have so many cheeses. Oh, my goodness. And then they do all kinds of events there as well, like this one. Saturday, November 2nd, Cocktail Hour Essentials, hosted by Karen Moore. Sparkling Murano glass jewelry, colorful abstract art, Armenian wine tasting. So it will be with Camille Gregorian and her art as well. Oh, you know what? And I... See, do I have it all the way? No, of course not. But anyways, November 2nd, it's an evening pop-up. Event starts at 6 o'clock on November 2nd. Wine tasting from 7 to 9. Cocktail Hour Essentials, 697 Quaker Lane, West Warwick. Just pop in anytime, but that night, that's when you really should go. So Dreamy Venice Jewelry will be there, as well as Camille Gregorian Art. And again, this is an evening pop-up Saturday night, November 2nd, and I'm sure you'll have a great time there as well, but November 2nd. All right, with that, it's bazaar time. Now, I don't know if you went to the Watertown Bazaar. It was Friday and Saturday, yesterday and Friday. It's not there today. They don't have it today. Here in Rhode Island, we have Saturday, Sunday bazaars, and they're coming up. So the first one is St. Varsanon's Church Bazaar. It's November 8th and 9th. Now, as I've mentioned, these bazaars are, you know, typical. They're the money makers for our church. It's what raises funds to keep the lights on. So please make sure you are in attendance. And they still need help. There are still things going on, baking, getting shopping lists together, actually going shopping. There are all different things that you could be doing to help out and doing your part. Please volunteer. They need your help. Doesn't matter which church you volunteer at, they'll take you. But the first bazaar that we will be in attendance at is November 9th and 10th. Rhodes on the Patuxent. I am so psyched that they're back at Rhodes Place, Cranston. And November 9th and 10th, both days start at noontime. And Saturday goes till 8 o'clock, Sunday till 7 o'clock. Admission is free, parking is free. They also do valet parking. Now, the delicious meals that they provide, chicken kebab, shish, losh, kufte. They got the falafel table. They have Armenian coffee going on. They have a wide assortment of desserts. They have take-homes so that you can, whether you want to take home a dinner or dinner for the next 6 months, they've got it. They have fresh choreg. They have frozen choreg. You name it, you'll find it at Rhodes on the Patuxent, November 9th and 10th, Saturday and Sunday. Get your dance on. They have music playing both days. They also have the Hamaska and Arsakh dance group. The kids are performing both days, both at 5 o'clock. Whether you want a sujuk sandwich, a kufte, a falafel, they'll have it there. And again, did I mention live Armenian music? Get your kef on. Upstairs, as you know, it's two floors of fun at Rhodes on the Patuxent. They will have all the vendors in attendance. So you can start your Christmas shopping or your shopping for yourself. Get some Gabot Bonjok bracelets. I need a restock. I know the Armenian vendor will be there. So again, this is November 9th and 10th. It's coming up Saturday and Sunday, Rhodes on the Patuxent for St. Varsanon's Church. Now, the next bazaar is the following weekend. St. Sagan, St. Mesrub Church Food Fair and Bazaar, November 16th and 17th. Again, Saturday and Sunday bazaar, both of them beginning at noontime. Saturday culminates at 7 o'clock, Sunday at 5 o'clock. Again, the food is phenomenal. Whether you're having losh or lamb kebab, chicken, khayma, kufte, lemejun, hummus, falafel, boreg, yalanchi, choreg. Oh my God. The cream khadaif is the best. You have to bring it home with you. You can take a few bites and you're full. It's just so filling and it is so delicious. As always, the desserts, they have so many desserts. And we have, you know, a lot of different chefs at St. Sagan, St. Mesrub Church. And the new influx of some our new Armenians to Rhode Island, they have brand new recipes that they brought with them. And oh my goodness, again, Wonderful, wonderful dessert. That whole area is always packed, and they've got the Armenian surj, the coffee that being made there. I don't know that they're going to be doing the readings again. I think they do. They do your fortune readings when you tip over your Armenian coffee cup. Anyhow, come for lunch and dinner and takeout. Nazilli Dance Group will be performing. They'll have children's activities, raffles and prizes, all at St. Sag, St. Mesrop Church Bazaar, Saturday and Sunday, November 16th and 17th. And our bazaars end with Armenian Evangelical Church's Holiday Bazaar, Saturday, November 23rd, from 12 to 7. It's only one day, 12 to 7, and great food. They've got chema being served. They've got the half-roasted chicken dinner, losh kebab dinner, all at Armenian Euphrates Evangelical Church Holiday Bazaar, Saturday, November 23rd, 180 Oaklawn Avenue in Cranston. Again, penny social, meal served all day. And don't miss out on these wonderful bazaars all in November here in Rhode Island. And we're so very lucky. All three bazaars are fantastic, and you don't want to miss out. Alrighty, now, let's see what's up. We're going to go back to Gomedas Varsaved music. And again, this is with the chamber players. And again, we're listening to the music of Gomedas Varsaved as we are in the midst of our Cultural Month programming. Now, last Sunday, we listened to some, I guess they were mini sermons by the late Reverend Haik Donikyan, both in English and Armenian. If you want to hear that again, if you haven't heard it, just go to any of our old programs on our website, armenianradiobaba.com. But typically, you know, every October, it's just Cultural Month programming. That last Sunday, I throw in some birthday music for my big brother. But typically, this year, I'm switching it up. So we're going to be listening to some Manuel coming up. And it's just because I have to. It's Desert Queen, and it's especially for my favorite Desert Queen. I don't know why, but I hear the song, I think of Sonia Janigyan, Sonia Gasparian Janigyan. And if you know Sonia, if you've known her over the years, she is our Nefertiti, and it's her birthday on Monday. Not only is it her birthday, but it's her son's birthday, the one who just got married, yeah. So Sorry, Ada. It's your mother's world, and we just live in it. This one, my next song, is especially for our birthday girl, Sonia Janigyan. It's her birthday on Monday. If you see her, wish her a happy birthday. And if you see her son, Ara Janigyan, the newlywed, you can wish him a happy birthday as well. I say October is a great month for the Janigyans. Boy, is it ever. So this song, happy birthday to Sonia Janigyan and also to her son, Ara. Before I forget, our happy birthdays also go out today to James Dermusharkian, celebrating in October 23rd, Zaven Budakian, happy birthday, and October 24th, Tamar Diarbi. Happy birthday to all of you. Right now in the background, we're listening to the music of Armenia, Celestial Harmonies.
Oh,
And just a reminder, AHARI, Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island, is having an event Thursday, November 14th. I'll tell you more about it, but it's a Zoom presentation by Dr. Elise Simerjan, Remnants, Embodied Archives of the Armenian Genocide. I'll tell you more about that on next week's program. I just put it on your calendar, Thursday, November 14th, with AHARI. To Gomidas. Grande, 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 grande My last song of the morning is going to be with my Hayachchik CD, and it is a Gomidas Vartabed song. It's called Shogherjan with our famous Armenian local girls. And I heard that one of our singers on this CD, her daughter, listens to the Armenian Radio Wawa on her way to Sunday school in the morning. And they might still be in the car, I'm not sure. But this one's for her. This is a Hayachchik with music by Gomidas Vartabed. As Dad used to say, "Urach asur, gurach anas." Mer jamanagalratzav shgalchun serin hamaras. Desuchun min chevhar jigagiragi aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color this week. You're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour, Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Charayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. with portions recorded and transcribed. As I said, our time is up. Thank you for yours. Right now, you're listening to us live on WARA 1320 Attleboro. But you can listen to us any day, anytime on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. ArmenianRadioHour.com. Thank you to our webmaster, my big brother, George Gasparian, keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. We hope you have a marvelous Sunday. It's absolutely gorgeous weather out there. Happy Sunday.